the A-Train Sports Talk podcast, the number one podcast throughout the state of Kansas without any data to back that up. Bringing you the latest in all sports news from KCAC to AAC to the NBA to the NFL to the NCAA. You get all of that right here on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast with your host and conductor, Anthony Smith. Buckle up and enjoy the ride. It is the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, your host, Dr. Anthony Smith. What we have on tap is a recap of state tournaments all across the state of Kansas and some sound bites all right here on the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Stay tuned. If you go to Word, that show is getting ready to start right now.
In terms of taking ownership of his teammates and how we practice and prepare every day. never had a kid like that, so we're going to miss him. Well, we're going to miss T.J. Williams. I mean, what a legacy he leaves in our city, in our league, in our state. I'm one of the finest gentlemen I've ever coached in my life, the best leader. In terms of taking ownership of his teammates and how we practice and prepare every day, never had a kid like that, so we're going to miss him.
So welcome into the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, your host and conductor, Anthony Smith. We have a good show on today. Yes, I know it's almost a week removed and just not getting to this, but we have a special guest coming up from our player spotlight, Mae South. She is a junior. She'll be a senior next year. She's a three-sport athlete, plays. Not only does she play basketball, but she's also a golfer, and she runs track. Talking about one Skylar Seals. So I'm very elated to have her jump on board. We're going to get her on the line here shortly. Those words you heard, though, was that of Coach Joe Auer and how much he will miss T.J. Williams. And that says a lot because Coach Joe Auer, in what, 29, 30 years of coaching, has seen a lot. And to give such credentials to one T.J. Williams, is, I believe he's worthy of those words that the coach has spoke. We're effort team right now getting Skylar Seals on the line. And trying to get her on the line here.
Hello.
Yes. Do I have the pleasure of having Ms. Skylar Seals on the phone?
Yes, you do.
And you know what? You were one of the first people that get on the line, and I could hear the smile in your voice. You sound as elated as I am because, you know, I always tell people it's not about me. It's more about my guest than anything. So I want to welcome aboard on the A-Train Sports Talk. She's a guard for Mae South. They had a magnificent run. They came up just a little bit short, but it does not diminish the season that they had. She's also a three-sport, not one, not two, but a three-sport athlete, excelling in basketball, track, and golf. Like I said, she's a guard on the Mae South Lady Mavericks team. I want to welcome aboard on the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, Skylar Seals. So I'm going to assume that since I haven't seen no buses running over here in my neighborhood, that you guys are enjoying spring break just like everybody else, right?
Yes.
And you're enjoying it as best as you can because that injury that you suffered would have mainly put any normal person on the sideline, but you gutted it out and decided you was going to play in the state championship game. Walk me through that process.
Well, you know, went down Friday night in the semis with a pretty tough injury, and I woke up Saturday not knowing if I was even going to touch a basketball later on that day. But during our walkthrough, my coaches basically told me, I mean, you either don't play or you tough it out for you and you tough it out for your teammates and just push through. And I mean, ultimately, I just iced and stretched and rested a lot and just pushed through no matter how painful it got in that championship game.
That says a whole lot, because I don't know how much you look at the NBA. I don't hear about this in the WNBA, but in the NBA, you hear about this thing called load management. And these guys will take a night or two off if they break a fingernail. And the fact that you toughed out an injury that now I do believe you're going to therapy for and going to appointments for, I have to commend you on that. So tell me about the makeup of the team, and at what point did y'all see this as being a special season?
You know, about mid-June, early June last year, we realized we were going to get two transfers, two sisters, and we didn't know who they were. No one knew who they were, but after those first 2 weeks with them, we just knew that we were going to have a special season and that as much as we put in, we were going to get out of it. And our goals before the end of the season, I mean, before the start of the season, was just be league champs and just, like, make it as far as we can. And, I mean, we made it as far as we could, and it was really special getting to play with everybody.
And those two sisters I believe you're talking about are the Singletae sisters. I hope I pronounced that name right.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
All right. So let me ask you this question, because you guys are in the AVCTL Division I League. And this is probably a question I haven't asked too many people. But do you see much of a talent drop-off between 5A and 6A? And the reason I ask that, because you young ladies, y'all split a pair of games with a team that's farther down south off of Rock Road, Derby. So what is the talent difference, or is there much of a difference at all?
I mean, 5A and 6A are like two of the toughest competitors in Kansas. But between our team and Derby, I wouldn't say there's much of a drop off. I mean, Derby's a real well-rounded athletic team, but so are we. And I think that we are equally just as good as the other team.
Absolutely. I had the chance to see you young ladies play, and I was impressed with y'all as well, too. As a matter of fact, the game I had the chance to see was the in-town rival, Mays South against Mays, at y'all's beautiful gym, may I say. And I'm the one that coined the May South atmosphere as the Duke Cameron Crazies 2.0. That y'all's fan base brings that energy. But that being said, speaking of you guys playing against Derby, y'all had a game against them, and people was on X putting out their comments like, we got two of the best teams in the state in their respective classes, and there's not hardly nobody here. So how do you bring your own energy when there's nobody there? How do y'all manage to do that?
I mean, we never get a student section fan base. I mean, it's whatever. But our boys team, they're always there supporting us.
Yes.
And we have a great parent section. And we know that we don't need a big section. We just need people who are devoted to us. And we know that within our team, we can bring that energy. And as long as we're hype, we know that we're in the game. And it doesn't matter if we have students there or not. Like, we know we can create our own energy.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you this question, and then it's going to lead to my next question. What's your grade point average?
My grade point average is a 3.5.
3.5. So a 3.5 grade point average. You play basketball. You play golf. And you run track. How do you manage to balance all of those activities and maintain a 3.5 grade point average?
There's definitely some nights where I just want to go to bed. I don't want to do any extra sports, extra homework. I just want to just rest. But my parents are very vocal on getting your schoolwork done and then getting rest. My parents helped me through a lot of it. So if I'm struggling that day, well, then let's sit down and let's figure out what happened at school today and how we can fix all of our assignments and get through it. So it definitely helps having supportive parents who want to be there for you.
Absolutely. So now, here's what I want to ask you now, because you are a junior, you'll be a senior next year. Now, y'all are going to have to restock some seniors that are leaving. And as I look around, because I had the chance to go to the 6A state tournament, and what I was blown away with was the underclassmen. I'm talking freshmen, sophomore, playing at a level that of juniors and seniors. So with that being said, how is the state of Lady Mavs basketball with the outgoing class, and how is the underclassmen, how are they coming along, and how will that bode well for next season?
You know, we definitely are losing four top players for our team. They provide a lot for us, but we know next year, like a lot of people say, it's going to be a reset year, but we don't have any worries. I mean, two returning people, like two bigs are Kaylee Brenton and Ali Singate, like two bigs that I love playing with. And we have some underclassmen that I just, you get a little bit more confidence in them. And I know like we could have a special year. Like they all have talent that I know is ready to be showcased.
All right. Now you were coached by one who I think will probably make his mark and probably end up being in the Kansas Hall of Fame, Coach Ben Hamilton. So
yeah.
What is his influence with you on and off the court?
You know, so Ben Hamilton, my coach, he's a PE teacher at May South, and he's very involved in our school, like just outside of the basketball court, like just like always talks to me, always finds something to like bring up about my day. Just such a positive role model, and it definitely plays a role like in when we're on the court, because I know like I can trust the man, like I have faith in him, and he always finds a way to win. Like he's a solid coach and he knows what he's talking about, so it's nice to have him as a coach on the court and a friend off the court.
Absolutely. So moving ahead, next year is your senior year, and I know you probably have big plans, but between the three sports, which sport is your calling card? And then I'm going to ask you this too. If you receive, let's say, an offer from Wichita State, because I'm a proponent or component or whatever the word is, or advocate that our state schools need to try to keep our local players here in town. If they offer you a scholarship, what's your take on that?
Well, for me, golf and basketball are my main two sports. I've played both of them since I was very young. That third sport, track, I mean, I just kind of do it just to stay in shape. It's an off season and I don't want to, I mean, there's nothing else to do, so why not just get out and be with other people? But if I was offered by Wichita State, I mean, like, that would be, like, something I would totally take up on, like, because to me, I know that coaches see potential in me, and I want to prove to them that, like, I'm deserving and special enough to be on that team. But I've had a few schools reach out to me for golf and for basketball, just smaller schools, and I don't know right now if it'll be golf or basketball or maybe even both, but I'm just keeping my options open and figuring out what's best for me in the future.
All right. And the last question I'm going to ask you, because I like to ask this question, because, you know, by me being an older person, if I tell people the importance of education, they say, well, you're supposed to say that. You're an older person. That's what you're supposed to say. But young people attract young people. So tell the people that are listening the importance of maintaining a good grade point average and the importance of an education.
I mean, honestly, your grades can get you far. And, like, I mean, sports don't last forever. You get older and, you know, you grow out of it, your body can't handle it anymore, but your grades stay with you forever. I mean, it helps you get jobs in the future, helps you with a lot of things in life. And so for me, it means something. Like, if I want to get to college to play sports, I'm going to need to have good grades too. If I want to accomplish the goals and dreams I have, I'm going to need to get good grades. Like, school is very important to me.
Well, I want to say on that note, I appreciate you for hopping on the train ride. Anytime you have something on your mind and you want to get it out, you have an open invitation. Just hit me up and say, I need to come on your train ride again. So with that being said, I want to say thank you and good luck for the rest of your career. And we'll do this again sometime soon. All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Go Mavericks. Once again, my guest on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast, player profile, Skylar Seals, very bright young lady. Appreciate her jumping on. And we have some more to get to. Like I said, we're pretty much almost a week removed from what was the state tournament, and we're going to give you the recap on scores and hopefully some sound bites as well too. But what I am going to do right here, I am going to pause and I am going to take a break. And when I come back, we will have so much more. So don't you dare go nowhere. This train is building up ahead of steam. Like I say, city to city, state to state, coast to coast. We always picking up a passenger here or there. Right here on the state's number one podcast, the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Your host and conductor, Anthony Smith.
Mr. Max Market, formerly known as P&P Seed and Bait, is fully stocked for all your pet needs. We carry Victor, Bully Max, Diamond Value Pack, and many more brands. In addition, we carry collars, chains, and any pet supplies you may need, including grooming supplies and dog shots. Make sure to like us on social media.
Chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the glass man?
Hey, glass man!
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the glass man.
Hey, glass man!
The glass man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Hey, glass man!
Bring your vehicle to the glass man just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
And now, back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast.
Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. This is your host and your conductor. And I have to say, you know, since I've been following the high school game, especially following the ladies' side of it, I've been picking up a lot of followers on X, and being very active. I got a follow from what is called I-35 Showcase Girls Basketball. And coming up in the summer of 2024, what do they have on tap? Well, it says, save the date. It is the Interstate I-35 Summer Shootout, Wichita, Kansas. Yes, on this podcast, I'm already repping it. As a matter of fact, it is going to pretty much coincide or overlap, because I'll probably be transitioning out of what you know as the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, which will be Riverside, which I'll be doing either video podcast and your audio. It'll be courtesy of Riverside, or I will switch to my other platform and I will give you more details. But right now, let's start hyping this up. It will be the I-35 Summer Shootout, Wichita, Kansas. Save the date, June 29th through June the 30th, 2024. It is a national exposure event series. Some of the comments that you see on their little poster board here, Tulsa JYD Girls Basketball Club. This is organized, friendly, good competition, in other words, and lots of coaches. Well done at I-35 Showdown _ Girls Basketball. Some more comments. One of the best events of the year, coming from Game Ball Basketball. Delta 16 under 3SSB at 16 under 3SSB Della. Great time for a jam-packed July. Thank you at I-35 Showcase _ GBB for putting together such a strong competitive field. Can't wait to see all these teams again next year. And these were from their previous year's comments. So look like it's going to be a big event. And guess what? You're hearing about it right now on the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Matter of fact, here's some more comments. May as well just get them on out there. Magic Basketball at Magic Basketball 14, I do believe. It says, thanks at I-35 Showcase for putting on a great event. A lot of top club teams in the region going at it. Our girls definitely got better this weekend. So, once again, shout out to I-35 Showcase Girls Basketball. Looking forward to that event. That being said, I know it's about a week removed from what was the state basketball tournament. A lot of good action. I was blessed to see some of the better performances. And I also want to say that I was in the presence, although be on a somber mood, but I was in the presence of what I would call greatness. Samaya Ellis, we were at a funeral service and got to meet her acquaintance, and very outstanding young lady, very respectful young lady. So to Coach Kip Pulliam, want to let you know that you have some very outstanding student athletes with the emphasis on students. Once again, I also want to say thank you to my guest, Skylar Seals, who is a very outstanding young lady. The thing I can't do is I can't emphasize the importance of education. And who better to do it than young people reaching young people? I did that with the players in Cheney, which I'm going to reach back out to them too. Did it with Skylar, because young people attract young people, bottom line. And you can do anything that you want to do that you put your mind to it, but you have to have an education to fall back on. Like she said, basketball and sports won't last forever, but that education, that grade point average, it will open up many a doors for you. So I do that because I want young people to hear young people being advocates for education, sound mind, sound body. So what I'm about to do is I'm about to attempt to pull up some of the happenings from last week. From, I would say, my trusted partner. I use her a lot, and I'm glad she makes posts. Join the chat with you. She's been doing this forever and a day, and can't say thank you enough for her putting these scores out there. And basically, what we're going to look at is pretty much the final day of the state championship in 6A boys championships. Shawnee Mission Northwest 47, Wichita Heights 39. Of course, you heard the sound bite at the beginning with Coach Joe Auer, which I plan on reaching out to him, and hopefully we can get him on. I know for a fact that he's Hall of Fame material. When you think about what he has done with that program since he has taken over, the dominant run that he had during the Perry Ellis days, and you know, it would be easy, you know, to step down after such a dominant run and say, you know, I want to sit back and just, you know, rest on my laurels. But no, he is continually giving and sowing into the lives of young people. And he needs to be commended for that. Even though we're living in an age where basketball uses a lot of analytics, I believe that he is old school enough to where he can still get his basketball players to buy in and at the same time make adjustments as needed. So kudos to Coach Joe Auer. I know that, yeah, give it up for him. I know that wasn't the result he was looking for, but when you look at what he was facing, and he said it in one of his comments, he said, in 29 years of coaching, I have not seen no length like that. And we're talking about Shawnee Mission Northwest. I mean, 6'5", 6'7", 7 foot. I mean, they basically had a college lineup. And my thing is, as I'm getting ready to give you all these recaps, but my thing is, it would behoove the three state schools, and even more so Wichita State, quiet as it's kept. Yes. They got a gem when they picked T.J. Williams. He made his commitment. But don't just stop there. Go back to next year. Go for an Amalekai Wilkins. Or how about go to Shawnee Mission Northwest. Go for a Keaton Wagler. And while you're at it, throw some fillers out there at 1 7-footer Ethan Taylor, who's a sophomore. You may as well start stockpiling your recruits. Start showing the interest. Don't turn a blind eye. I think we have enough Kansas homegrown talent to where you really don't have to go outside the state. I mean, you may have to, but don't be so enamored if they have 4 or 5 stars. But if they do, go for them anyway. If they happen to be in state, get the home state heroes. Not so much hometown, but home state heroes. However, in the boys 6A championship, Shawnee Mission Northwest 47, Wichita Heights 39. Shawnee Mission Northwest finished the season at 25-0 with this win. The Cougars used the 2-3 zone with 7-footer Ethan Taylor in the paint to slow Heights and take a 35-23 lead with 1:30 to go in the third. Heights got within 35-34 with 7:06 remaining on an 11-0 run over a 3-minute span. Shawnee Mission North was leading 37-34. The two teams didn't score for a five-minute span. Let me get that right. Here we go. Heights got within 35-34 with 7:06 remaining and on an 11-0 run over a 3-minute span. With Shawnee Mission Northwest leading 37-34, the two teams didn't score for 5 minutes. Heights went 6 minutes without a basket, and Shawnee Mission Northwest made 6 of 6 from the line in the state final, 44.4 seconds. Alvin Riley led Shawnee Mission Northwest with 13 points. Wagler, and let me just stop right there, Keaton Wagler. Yes, you look at the stat line, it says only 10 points, but such a sweet stroke from the three-point line. Van Collins had 4 assists and Taylor 10 rebounds, 5 blocks. Heights was led by Avin Imbol, I hope I pronounced that right, who made 4 of 6 from 3 and 12 points. Amalekai Wilkins with 11 points, 7 rebounds. T.J. Williams had 7 rebounds. In the third place game, Mill Valley 73, Wichita Northwest 58. Mill Valley was led by Carter Kaifas, who scored 25 points, and Mason Kemp, who scored 16 on 7 of 7, shooting with 13 rebounds. Reese Riddell had 8 rebounds, 8 assists, and Kale Drummond had 7 assists. Northwest, Tayshawn Williams scored 19 points and had 6 assists. Eli Benning scored 13, hitting 3 three-pointers, and Darian Hammond scored 11. Liam Calvert hit 3 threes, and Jerome Henderson had 8 rebounds. In the girls' championship, Shawnee Mission South finishes the season 24-1 with a 47-37 win over Washburn Rural. It was 13-all at the half, but with the score at 25-24 with 2:15 to go in the third, Shawnee Mission South made its biggest push. The Raiders went on a 9-2 run over the final 2:01 of the period, finishing the game at 22-9. On a 22-9 run, Shawnee Mission South was led by Cameron Smith, 17 points, 8 rebounds. Ashley Kramer hit 3 three-pointers and had 11 points. Azalea Punches, 10 rebounds. Jocelyn Moore, 8 steals and 7 assists. Washburn Rural was led by Zoe Canfield, who hit 4 three-pointers and had 18 points. Maddie Vickery, who's been terrorizing just about everybody she played, scored 11 points, but here she is. Maybe not the point production, but she cleaned the glass for 15 rebounds. In the third place game, Blue Valley North, 72. Derby, 56. Blue Valley North's Jaleah Davis scored 30 points, my goodness, and had 10 rebounds, 6 steals, and Aubrey Shaw hit 3 three-pointers for 14 points. Tierra Davis had 12 points, 6 assists, and 4 steals. Derby's Michaela Askew battled foul trouble and played 13 minutes, but, right, put emphasis on that but part, but led Derby 17 points, 8 rebounds. Kyler Demo had 10 points, and Jaden Wilson and Carly Demo each had 7 rebounds. Going on to Class 5A, and you just seen this eventually happening once he stepped foot on campus. Capen 62, Kansas City Piper 59. Capen's Will Thingvall had a game high 29 points and 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and Corbin Johnson hit 5 of 9 from 3 and had 18 points. Tegan Charles, I believe, had 10 rebounds. Brooks Powers, 4 assists. KC Piper's Derek Johnson scored 22 points. Phillip Moore, 16 points, 10 rebounds, and Devin Kerr had 11 points. In the third place game, Highland Park, 66, Mays South, 55. And of course, you heard from one Skylar Seals. Highland Park's Ja'Cory Robinson had 19 points, 10 rebounds. Tamir Anderson hit 4 threes and had 14 points. And Amari Taylor scored 13. Robinson also had 5 assists, 3 blocks, 3 steals. Mays South, Jaron Askren scored 20, hitting 6 of 8 from 3. And Sammy Dressy scored 14. Michael Cates, 11, hitting 8 of 9 from the line. Cates also had 5 assists. And Cy Stuckey, 8 rebounds. What I'm going to do right here, I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to come back and give you the girls' score. So don't you go nowhere. We're going to come back, and we will run through 5A girls and, of course, the rest of the classifications. So don't you go nowhere. This train is still building up steam. It is the A-Train Sports Talk, the number one podcast in the state of Kansas. Your host and conductor, Anthony Smith. Be right back.
Chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the glass man?
Hey, glass man.
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the Glass Man.
Hey, Glass Man.
The Glass Man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Hey, Glass Man.
Bring your vehicle to the Glass Man just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
And now, back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast.
Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, the state's number one podcast. And I say that knowing that when I post my links on X, there are others that are doing podcasts, and they're pretty much doing the same thing I'm doing, and they will probably disagree with my assessment. But at the end of the day, what I can say about all of us, we're having fun doing what we're doing, covering what we're covering, talking to the people that we're talking to. And, you know, for me, I really don't look at it as competition. I look at it as networking and getting to meet new people in this podcast industry, and eventually hope to collaborate. I think it's Sunflower Smack, something like that. I hope I got right. When I looked up on X, I don't know exactly who it is, but they do an excellent job. So I want to give a shout out to them. They do an excellent job covering women's sports, especially up in their part of the region there. And I guess I have it covered on this part of the region. So I guess between the two of us, we just have all points covered. We have a great guest on. Yes, I am repping somebody else's podcast on my podcast. I mean, hey, we're in this for one reason, and that is to entertain you, the listeners, and have great guests and great content. I've listened to them, and yes, they do have some great content. They, too, have some great guests. So I'm not going to try to say a name because I want to make sure I have their name right. So I will look that up just a little bit later to make sure I have it right. I know it's some Sunflower in there with Toto and Oz, I believe. I believe that's who they are. So I know I got that part right. So, yeah, great job that they're doing out there covering women's sports as well, too. These women are worthy and deserving. Of course, like I'm doing right now, I'm doing the rundown from Championship Saturday. And let me just say this, going back to that Heights Shawnee Mission Rockefeller's game, it was a great atmosphere. Both students, both teams, student body, they showed up. They brought the energy. Wichita Heights band. Now, that being said, I'm talking about the band now. I'm going to get back into the scores here. Me being a musician, I know good music when I hear it. And I guess Heights has such a plethora of drummers. Nothing wrong with this. As a matter of fact, one of my favorite gospel artists runs two drummers. Heights ran with two drummers. I mean, it was amazing. They have a feed on their X feed, and you could hear you seen the student body getting, as the young people say, getting crunk, getting hype, whatever you want to say, getting lit. But you could hear the band playing in the background, and the lyrics were plain and simple. You don't want to go to war with the Falcons. Don't start no stuff, won't be no stuff. So give it up to, I would have to say, the Heights band. You did what other bands didn't do, and that was the two drummer thing. And that was very unique. It's not the, all right, I'll say it's the first time on the high school level I've seen it. As far as entertainment, it's not the first time I've seen it. But the fact that Heights can pull it off, and it seemed like they were in sync with each other. So Heights has some talented musicians. I know I'm supposed to be giving scores, but I just have to give kudos, because sometimes when you're in the stands and the band is playing something, you find your head nodding, which was the case with me sometimes. And I want to get up to all the bands that perform, but Heights to me is the one that stood out. So if there was ever such thing as a battle of the bands, my pick, I'm going with Heights. I'm going with Heights. So I put that out there, and I may get some backlash. I would say Derby's band, they would probably come in second, and it'd probably be a pretty close second. I like what they do during the introduction of players. So, Derby, your band is not too far behind. I know I said I've become a fan of Derby, but I got to give kudos to the Heights band. That's my number one choice right there, right now. But that being said, let me get back in here before I get myself in some trouble. No, I don't think so. Hope you're having a fantastic Friday. I'm doing the show on a Friday, wherever you may be at by the time you hear this. I left off, and I said when I come back, I was going to do the 5A girls. You heard me mention my guest in that first hour, but that was the boys section. Here is the girls section. In the championship game, Topeka Seaman, 54, May South, 41. Topeka Seaman, Matlin Gregg had 18 points, 10 rebounds. Anna Becker scored 15 and had 8 rebounds, 5 assists. And Jada Stahlbaumer finished with 12 points, hitting 3 three-pointers. May South, Ashley Singate had 23 points, 4 assists, and made 10 of 11 from the line. Ava Howe scored 11 and had 7 rebounds. In the third place game, Andover 66, Emporia 49. Andover's Aaliyah Green and Alana Shetler each scored 14 points, and Brooke Walker had 12. Katie Evans hit 3 of 5 from 3, and Green had 12 rebounds. Shetler 8 and Walker 7. Emporia was led by Addie Kermer, who had 20 points and 6 rebounds. Class 4A Boys Championship, McPherson 65, Hugoton 59 in overtime. McPherson's Corey Mueller scored 19 points and had 6 rebounds to lead the Bullpups. Gabe Powell hit three threes and scored 17 points, and Kyten Thompson scored 13 points with five assists. Hubleton's Deshaun Lewis scored 17, Griffin Hager 16 points with three three-pointers. Isaac Martin had 10 points, 10 rebounds, and Isaiah Harris had 9 rebounds. And I hope I spelled pronounced it right, because it's spelled I-Z-E-Y-A-H. Third place game, Atchison 61, Baldwin 50. Baldwin's Cooper Carr scored 32 points and had 6 rebounds, and Colton Cullum scored 10. Leo Schoenberger had 11 rebounds. Atchison's Trey Carter had a team-high 16 points. Eric Smith scored 12, and Zaire Mar Henderson, 11. In the girls' game, championship game, Bishop Miege 75, Wellington 64. They got up and down the court. The score was tied at 47-all heading into the fourth quarter, but Miege outscored Wellington 28-17 in the period. Miege scored, made 14 of 17 free throws in the second half, had 4 players in double figures. Mary Grant, 20 points, 3 three-pointers. Grace McCallop, 19. Kirsten Verhulst, 18 points, 9 rebounds. And Faith McCallop, 10 points, 4 steals. Wellington's Val Norwood scored a game-high 33 points. Look at some of these stellar performances by these young ladies. It is amazing. That shows you that they're really trying to take the game over and put the team on their back. Once again, Val Norwood scored a game-high 33 points and had 6 assists, 3 steals. Kylan Greger had 7 rebounds, and Cruz Cornejo and Lindy Barton each had 6 rebounds. In the third place game, McPherson 57, Fort Scott 50. McPherson trailed by 10 in the first half, but got it to within 4 by halftime. Carter Alvord scored 21, hit 9 of 10 from the line, and Rihanna Elric scored 13 with 3 three-pointers. Julia Thompson had 5 assists. Fort Scott's Keegan Yarvik scored 18, and Kylie Comstock 11, as they combined to make 17-20 free throws and combined for 13 rebounds. Abby Gorman had 11 points, 3 steals. 3A boys championship game, Wellsville 68, Goodland 58. Wellsville, William Dorsey scored 23 points, hitting 5 of 6 from 3 and 6 of 6 from the line with 9 rebounds. Calvin Dwyer had 15.6 rebounds. Kenyon Gillens, 12 points, 4 assists. And Desmond Winton, 10 points, 3 blocks. Goodland has 4 in double figures. Brady Brumbar, 15 points. Noah Chanette, 14. Lincoln Cure, 14 points, 3 blocks. Emmanuel Gonzalez, 10 points, 5 assists. In the third place game, Beloit 51, Southeast of Saline 37. Beloit's Eli Johnson scored 18 and had 13 rebounds, hitting 7 of 10 from the field. Bryce Beisner scored 13 and had 10 rebounds, hitting 11 of 12 from the line. He also had 4 assists. Southeast Saline's Gannon Jacobson had 14.7 steals, and Owen Bailey three threes and had 12 points. On the girls' side in the championship, Silver Lake 66, Heston 61. Silver Lake, which finished the season unbeaten, was led by Kaylin Haney, who had 26 points, hitting 14 of 15 from the line. Mackenzie McDaniel had 25 points, 13 rebounds. Kaylee Dieter had 4 assists. Heston's Abby Proctor had 26 points, 3 three-pointers. And Kendall Bruggen scored 15 with 12 rebounds, 5 blocks. In the third place game, Topeka Hayden 50, Goodland 39. Hayden was led by Norma Greco, who had 15 points. Lauren Sandstrom had 10 points. And Amelia Ramsey had 7 rebounds. Goodland's Jackie Michick had 12 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, and 4 steals. In 2A, boys. Mountain Ridge 58, Linden 44. Mountain Ridge's Bear Model Mog scored 14. Creighton Knits 13 points. Henry Hickox 11 points, 5 assists. Linden was led by Tanner Heckle, who had 21 points. In the third place, you had Salina Sacred Heart 58, Sterling 51. Sacred Heart was led by Max Ehrlich, who hit 13 of 15 from the line, had 23 points. Michael Matucci had 9 rebounds, 6 assists. Sterling's Boston Eckert scored 14 and had 6 rebounds. Blake Smith scored 11. On the girls' side, championship, give it up, Coach L.J. Garns and Wichita Independent. 58, Riverside 39. Independent's Zoe Buckner Franklin scored 16 points and had 7 assists. Steffi Safi Salamu scored 12, and Deanna Holmes had 10 rebounds. Riverside's Taylor Wyshar scored 24 points and had 8 rebounds, and Nia Duncan had 5 assists. Third place game, Pittsburgh Colgan 58, Valley Heights 47. Pittsburgh Colgan was led by Lily Brown, who had 30 points, hitting 10 of 17 from the field, 10 of 11 from the line, and getting 11 rebounds. Ja'Kayla Davis had 6 steals and 19 points. Valley Heights' Maggie Torber had 21 points, 3 steals. In Class 1A, Division 1, in the boys' side, South Gray 76, Bishop Seabury 63. South Gray's Joseph Dyke and Gavin Wall each scored 26 points. Wall hit 4 threes. Dyke had 14 rebounds, 7 assists, and 7 steals. Dominic Martin had 10 points. Seabury was led by Jace Smith, 23 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. Chase Honarver, 17 points, 6 rebounds, 3 blocks. Aiden Page, 14 points. Jace Hoffman, 13 points, 3 steals. Third place, Opie 46, Quinter 32. Opie's Blake Skoloski scored 17 points, 8 of 11 from the field, and Brecken McGuire had 10 points, 4 steals. Quinter was led by Shea Sellers, who had 9 rebounds. On the girls' side, championship, Frankfort 47, Little River 41. Frankfort ended Little River's perfect season. Frankfort's Sydney Wap scored 15 points. Hattie Gross had 12. And Emma Hartwick had 8 rebounds. Braylee Ebert, 5 assists. Little River was led by Alana Eck with 14 points. In the third place, Centralia, 58, South Gray, 52. Centralia's Hayden Kramer scored 22 points, hitting 9 of 11 shots, including 4 of 5 from the 3. Tava Gibbs scored 15, and Owen Dieters had 9 rebounds. South Gray was led by Allie Reed, who had 20 points. Kylie Stapleton hit 4 threes, and had 13 points, and Vi Helms scored 11. And to round this out, Class 1A Division 2 Boys Championship game, Cunningham 60, Lebo 55. Cunningham won his first title and was led by Will Gurra, 27 points. Luke Albers, 23 points, 3 threes. Luke McGuire, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. Lebo's Zachary Oswald made 8 of 11 from the field and had 22 points. Andrew Conrade was 7 of 8 for 16 points. And Grayson Shoemaker had 12 points, 6 rebounds. Oswald had 8 rebounds. In third place, Axtell, 80. Dighton, 72. Like they got them down the court. Axtell's Eli Brockerman scored 25 points, had 6 rebounds. Brandon Schmelzy had 15 points, 11 rebounds, and 8 assists. Colton Shaughnessy had 14 points, 6 rebounds, and Landon Schmitz had 10 points, 5 assists. Dighton's Daniel Kramer scored 38 points. As you can see, he was trying to rule this team to victory, hitting 14 of 30 from the field, and Carson Schimmer had 18 points, 9 rebounds, 3 steals. And to round this off in the girls' championship, Hanover 50, Lebo 35. Hanover's Anna Juniman scored 24 points and had 3 steals, 6 rebounds. Tessie Losey had 4 assists, 4 steals. Debo's Sadie Catley scored 17 points. Audrey Peake, 15. And in the third place game, Sharon Springs, 62, Northern Valley, 46. As Sharon Springs, Jersey Finch scored 19 points and had 6 assists. Northern Valley's Aubrey Bina had 13 points and 7 rebounds. And that is your recap from Championship Saturday, which was last week. Hope you got out and enjoyed some games in your area. As like I say, you know, I have to give some thanks to both Coach Joe Jackson and Coach Brian Chadwick for introducing me and giving me invitations back to the high school game. And now I am an addict. I'm hooked. I'm going to be a junkie. I'm going to be following. And yes, I know it seems like I'm heavy on the girls, but check. Trust me, I'm going to be checking the guys out as well, too. It's just something that I want to cover. And the relationships that you make from this, I mean, is can't never take that lightly. But I hope you have enjoyed today's podcast on a fantastic Friday. Get out and enjoy some sunshine. It's not in the 70s today, but it's good enough. Get out and enjoy some sunshine. Get some vitamin D naturally. Until the next time, take care of yourself and each other. Be blessed. That's right. This is your conductor, Anthony Smith, host of the number one podcast in the state of Kansas, the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. I'm out.
That's okay. Don't heed a solemn hurting, nor when it calling me. Darkness is novelty, but still pray it don't swallow me whole. Hope got in all of these verses and ponderance. Her surface is faltering, but I'm constantly wandering through its cracks and its crevices. Found love at a deficit. I better set the tone straight. No, it's in everything. I struggle to find it still. It's time for-